Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the Ohio Players would like to wish you the happiest of holidays.
Holidays, and welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, and I mean that sincerely from my heart to yours. Happy holidays. And I'm not being politically correct when I say that. I know that there are those that would say, oh, you don't say Merry Christmas. Well, guess what? Everybody will celebrate Christmas, and that's okay. As I like to say, as long as it's grounded in love, I'm with you, my brothers and sisters. You know, whether you practice the religion of Judaism or whether it's Hinduism or you practice the Muslim faith or you're a Christian or any other, if it's grounded in love, whether you admit it or not, we're subscribing to the same, as my mentor Dick Gregory would say, the same universal God. So welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, and happy holidays. I had, well, who am I? My name's Daryl Clark, and yes, you're at the right place at the right time. And I thank you for taking the time out to tune in. And so today we have another, I believe, an inspiring program set aside for you, very much impromptu, which is often some of the, I believe, best programs that we have for you. I preempted my own program tonight as I had planned another topic and program, and I decided to change up and do something which just touched me today, and I went with it, and that was to reach out to numerous previous guests who have blessed our airwaves over the last year or so, and invite them to come on and give us just some, you know, words of encouragement and wisdom and a progressive outlook moving into the new year. So for those of you on the mail list, you know what's going on and who some of these guests are. And if you're not, get on the mail list for 2017. It's Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com. And drop me an email, and I'll drop you an email every week letting you know what the topic and or guests are for the upcoming week. So without further ado, because many of our guests have to scoot in a matter of minutes, and I've already overdone my my welcome, so to speak, our first guest is Miss Eula Pasternak. Okay, stop the applause, yeah, because I know there are a number of followers out there that subscribe to, I like to affectionately call her Dr. Pasternak, Dr. Eula. She is an energy specialist, and she's a GMO and food specialist, a humanitarian. She does so much work into the community, and I just want to have her come on. She has a very limited time, and she has clients that she has to see this evening. So we have Eula out of Pennsylvania joining us now, and what a joy to be able to have her spontaneously join us. She's been traveling around the country, the world. Eula, welcome to another Progressive News Weekly program.
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and I know you just have a short time as your schedule was very tight when I called, and you said, Daryl, my schedule's totally full. But I can't turn you down, and I appreciate that. So whatever you have to share with us in terms of moving forward, it's been a tumultuous year, Eula, as we've discussed many times. What words would you have for our listeners? You know, some of the other guests that we have, and Eula, you're familiar with many of our partners here. Dr. I like to call him affectionately, Kevin Porter will be joining us. He's a youth mentor out of Texas. He's an author as well, written several books, and we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, our meditation specialist and pranic healer, I believe, Mr. Ron Crenshaw, our historian. So we have a number of people that's going to join us this evening with some special words. So I'm going to get off the air and let these last few minutes belong to you. Lula, what do you want to share with the listeners as we close
well,
out 2016?
Well, first of all, we have a beautiful new moon today, so I hope we connect to its power to help us start over. I've done healing on someone today who had been struggling emotionally for a month, and she requested that we help her reboot her emotional body so that she can let go of the struggles and let go of the past and let go of the tumultuous that you mentioned, year 2016. And we've mentioned this before when we started our 2016 programs, or maybe we haven't. I forget when we took the break, but 2016 is about completing, about finishing, as I believe Clark Wright and I mentioned that the 16 comes from the number 9. So it is a year of completing, finishing. So 2017 will be a year of starting over, and that is, again, the energy of the new moon can help us with that. If we let go and open up to the new and wonderful to come in. Let go of the old and the negative. Let go of being stubborn, addicted, and stuck with old patterns that no longer serve us, with old beliefs that are actually dogma and cannot release us from being stubborn and not grow. And I wish for myself, for you, for our loved ones, that we let go of the old, open up, allow the new to come in, and receive those blessings that are always trying to encourage us to grow and heal and embrace this world, to be enjoyable and to be amazing. So we choose to have that passion for this world and kindness and consideration for each other, because that's where the true power is. It's as you mentioned, we all worship divinity as love, just in different ways. But if it's grounded, if it flows love, that creative force, we will overcome so much with that true power, pure power. And no matter what political, economical, educational limitations we face, or fears that others want to pressure us with, to evoke a negativity and then drain us through that weakness. If we flow that joy and love as our creative forces and lead by example, we will have an amazing year, because 2017 is going to be a new beginning. Again, I'm sure Craig Wright will give us a wonderful encouraging statement and session, and I look forward to hearing his take on the 2, 1, and 7, which helps to start over with number 1 and take responsibility individually for our choices, because everything is a choice. Attitude is a choice. Health is a choice. Love is a choice. So I hope all of us have a great year, more bliss and fulfillment, more fun on the airwaves, and moving into a new paradigm with ease and grace, because we can choose that. We can create and connect to and share that heaven on earth that we already have. So let's enjoy 2017, complete 2016 with whatever lessons we need to, and look forward to all those possibilities that are waiting for us to enjoy in 2017. Thank you so
Lula,
much.
Thank you. I know you have to go. I have expired, because you said that your appointment with your client was at about this time. But can you share with us? It's a new moon, and I know that you're very well versed and studied in that area. By the way, Dr. Craig Wright was on last week, and he shared some things with us that I'll share later. Tied up this week, but I'm going to share some of the things that he shared with us about the outlook for 2017. I know you have to go. I'll share one thing that he said, and he said this will be the year of creativity. So you're right on point with the 2017. Yeah, new beginning. But he said we have to be cautious, because as much as the world can come to your fingertips, it can also be a cliff. And it's all dependent on our attitudes. He said, this is a year where you will create your destiny. And so he says the key in 2017 is positive attitude. If you have a negative attitude, He says, you're going to draw negative things like you would never have wanted to even think about. He says, that sounds scary and it's bad, yeah. He says, but the other side of that coin is you have a choice. And the choice is to take a positive perspective on whatever it is your desires are. And he said, you, because of the energies and the way that the numbers are aligned, you will be able to draw whatever it is that you truly in your heart that's worthy desire. So it's very interesting, very, very interesting that you had made that statement. So you're right on point. So back to the new moon real quick, if you can. Any special energies, any special attributes to this the new moon that is we're under right now? Because people don't know about the new moon. They know about the full moon.
Well,
but they don't see the new moon so much. So can you share a little bit about that before you leave?
Well, I don't have – I apologize. I don't have time. However, if you can just connect to the blessings that come in with every new moon, because they offer us a chance to start over and reflect on what we could choose to complete as lessons and struggles. And then let the new moon grow our desires. So connect to its power to bring in light and infuse more and more light to our desires. So I want to keep it simple with that general statement, because so much is going on that we can get confused and overwhelmed by details.
Okay.
So if your listeners,
so fair,
we can, you know, really be, keep it simple and start over with a little bit of insight, a little bit of discernment, and a little bit of an attitude of, universe, surprise me with pleasure, surprise me with passion, surprise me with opportunities to infuse my desires with power to make them come true even quicker.
Wow.
And that is what I would like to leave you with, because let's choose to be calm. Let's choose peace. Let's choose balance. Let's choose kindness. Let's choose beauty. And that's what we can choose to create, because our imagination, our focus, our attention combined with our free will make all these desires come true. And that is what we can choose. We can choose to focus and manifest what we truly desire, and then share all that beauty and that passion and that love with others. And that is what will create peace on earth.
Make
a good effort.
I am not going to lose your friendship by keeping you longer than you, because I know you have a client waiting in the waiting room. And you're not going to get angry at me. You're going to say, Daryl, you know I love the show, and I had to keep talking. It's your fault. We love you so much. Thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing. And you know we're overdue for you to come on and sit, you know, in the virtual studio and do a full program. So let's connect over the holiday, and let's make that happen soon.
You got it.
Fair enough.
Happy, wonderful New Year to everyone. God bless.
God bless. All right. So if you don't have your seatbelts on, you need to put them on now, because you see where we're headed with this program. That was Dr. Eula out of Pennsylvania. She's a spiritual healer and also a meditation expert and humanitarian. She just does such good work in the community. There's so many people that, you know, I've invited, you know, pretty much every person that I could think of that's been on our program. And I see so many numbers popping up. It looks like we have another humanitarian on the line with us. Mr. Kevin Porter, looks like Mr. Harrison is online, looks like Mr. Crenshaw. So hold on, folks. Oh, we got Dr. Mendoza. So we're just going to get through the list. And if you have something you want to share with the listeners, just press 1 on your dial. And if you're tuning in through your computer, you'll dial 347-838-9142 to share some positive words, because this has been somewhat of a tumultuous year. And we're just going to end it on a very positive, energetic note. So I'm hoping that Mr. Harrison will stay with us and Mr. Crenshaw will stay with us as we go to, we're moving all over from Pennsylvania. We're going to Texas, folks. And with Dr. Kevin Porter down in Texas, Lone Star. How you doing, Dr. Porter? Kevin, you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Daryl.
Oh,
how you doing?
Boy. Oh, it's been a tumultuous year, and I'm just staying blessed throughout it all, knowing that, you know, I'm still here to talk about it and be blessed to have the listeners who are here tuning in and taking their time out, and have you to take a time out of your super busy schedule. I know you're still doing the good work you're doing with all the youth, with your mentoring programs down there, and your books that you're promoting. So I ask you spontaneously today, would you come join and you just jump right in the boat with me? And hey, you know what? How am I doing? I'm doing pretty well. When you know you got, you know, friends like yourself, yeah, that lifts the spirits. Kevin, what's going
all
on?
Right.
We haven't talked in a while. I know you've been super busy. What are some things
going
on? What kind of positive notes do you have for us?
Well, I have a few positive notes. And despite the year, the ups and downs and the changes and the surprises, what have you, that God has allowed us to see another day, He has allowed us to build from those experiences. And we are today on the brink of going into 2017. So I was very appreciative to be on this show when you told me it's about something positive to go forward. Because I truly believe that in order for us as a people to move forward, that first self, our own individual inner self, has to be pretty grounded. And it's grounded through God. And it's grounded through our spirituality. And it's grounded through peace. It's grounded through integrity and doing right and seeing what's right. But then we have to take it a step further. I think that's where sometimes we fall short, because a lot of us want to really focus on self and talk about the other things that are going on out there, whether it's bad or good, and point at different things. But at some point in time, we have to remove the selfishness and begin to think about community and not self. And the things we think about the community, we cannot be afraid to be a leader in the community. We cannot hold on to that self-righteousness that sometimes we have. We have to be selfless and give to our community. And what I mean by that is, in order for us to really make an impact, you can't do it as one. Okay, and if you just, my analogy may not be as clear as I want it to be, but I think about Jesus Christ and his 12 disciples. Now, could Jesus have done everything he's done by himself? Of course he could. But the impact sustained over time because he had disciples who were not perfect. He had disciples that he could use. He had to do it as a team. He did it as a team. He was teaching. That was part of his teaching, that there's some things you cannot do as an individual. There's things that you have to bring the community together to do. And from my perspective, as an individual, I could point at different things that is lacking in our community or what have you. But to go and actually physically individuals in the community, work with our kids in the community, help them to become better kids, that's when you start to see the impact. One of the things I just did this month, there were two things actually. On December the 19th, I just had my young men, I said, all the things that have been going on this year, and one of the main things has been the police, brutality, abuse, killings, what have you, amongst African-American men. And the youth, I mentor African-American men, young men. They're between the ages of 11 and 15. So one thing I want to do is teach these young men to appreciate the police despite what goes on, okay? The media accurately portrays the things that goes on, but I don't want my young men to be afraid of the police. I want them to respect the police. I want them to realize that there are 99% good police out there. I truly believe that. And to understand that these men, every single day, put their lives on the line. Every day. When they put their uniform on, now they become targets as well. And the fact of their job description makes them in a profession that they come in contact with criminals, come in contact with some of the worst things that can possibly happen. And we need to address that with our young men, that these guys should be looked upon as heroes. Not that thing that they do is right, but you have to begin to start somewhere with a level of respect. Because if you don't have a level of respect, that's when we kind of see ourselves going into a direction where we have no connection with that side of the law. So I took these young men, and what we wanted to do, we provided lunch for their school resource officers. They're officers in, we have 12 middle schools in our area, and there's a resource officer at each one of those schools. What we wanted to do is recognize them, just say thank you during the holiday for what you've done, because the school is there. A lot of times we just take it for granted. The abilities are going to schools and my kids can come home and they're not harmed and there's nothing going on negative in the school. We just think that's how it's supposed to be. But there's one reason that may be because the police are there serving. And I wanted our young men to reach out to them. And it was probably the best bonding experience I've seen, because the police were in awe that they had an African-American group come and talk to this predominantly white men and one female who was Hispanic. They had a couple of Hispanic police officers, but they were in awe. And the relationship and the communication, the laughing, the sharing, the encouraging, they sat down and ate, and we just talked about what we try to do in the community as leaders to help these young men. And a lot of our young men are very successful academically, the ones that I deal with, you know. And my son is one of them, and he's a first-year student at Southern Methodist University, SMU. And that's impressive in itself, you know. That's one of the top schools in Texas, for sure. But it's a school that most people really have a lot of respect for. But we crossed those boundaries and had a establish a relationship. And I think that's the most important thing that you, as a male, as a man, you have to teach your young men to be able to cross those boundaries and talk to people with respect and give them the due respect when they are doing their job. And then, therefore, if they're not doing their job, then you have the right to also inform them that they're not doing it. Okay? But we have to be more of a community. Work with self, but then we have to bring our community in. So in 2017, I hope that as an individual, your listeners decide that from the experiences that they have gained through their faith, through experience, through love, through patience and integrity, that as their own personal self, they can feel secure enough to go help somebody, go help a group. Because my vision is, a larger vision is helping the world, but you can't do that all the time. So what you have to do is help those that you come in contact with, that you want to come in contact with, that you want to make a change, a difference. And I think we all, your listeners, they all have the ability to do that. That's one thing that we can do to serve. Okay, and I'm not going to quote the Bible, but I know one of the things was to be great. You have to serve. Service. You got to serve to be great. And if you want to be great, and if you want to do great things, you want to hold people accountable, then one way to do that is to serve. And then people will learn from your example. Good brother, I hope this message trickles down to our community. I hope that in 2017 that we don't walk in fear. It doesn't matter if you got who you have as a president. You know, we hope that we would have somebody different, but it doesn't really matter because our faith is in God, and each one of us can make a difference in other people's lives that will help our community grow and be positive and be better for our future.
That's beautiful, man. That really is, Kevin. Again, I know you're on a busy schedule, and I just called you spur and said, hey, would you join? I'm just on the phone making some calls to some of our critical thinking guests like yourself. Would you be willing to spend a few moments, and you jump right in the boat? And certainly appreciate those words of wisdom. You know, the appreciation for those that are being, you know, deemed as villains. And it's a stereotype. And majority of our listening audience is African-American, though we have plenty of white folk, as the saying goes, and Asian and Latino that listen as well. So we all know about stigmas. Whether it's race or gender or creed, religion, and no different than occupation. And so I can affiliate with what you're saying, that let's not vilify the police, just generally speaking. It's not the right thing. We definitely, and I know you and I have had these very spirited conversations in terms of those who wear the uniform and do wrong. So, folks, don't get it twisted, because Dr. Porter, he is taking no prisoners with regard to those who do wrong. Coming out of Texas,
right.
We had some very spirited conversations earlier this year about what we need to do to hold people accountable. In fact, we're in the process. I'm still with you. I know we got a project to work on in 2017. We're still working on putting together a white paper on holding those people accountable across the country who do wrong and have the audacity to wear the uniform. So don't get it twisted when he says that we should be grateful for those who do wear the uniform and are doing right. And I appreciate that. And I heard your common theme, which was to serve. So,
yes, sir.
Dr. Porter, thank you.
Brother.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, we got some work to do with regard to, speaking of serving, you know, the project that we have with Dr. Eddie Taylor coming up. I touched base with Dr. Taylor about a week ago. I haven't had the opportunity to call you and update you, Kev, on it, but he's willing to go with us on that project we were talking about with holding the churches and the fraternities and sororities accountable for doing what they're supposed to do. So that's going to be a series I'm looking forward to us working on jointly.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. Peace and blessings, and, you know, hang around. You ain't got to drop, because if you hear something that drives you, jump back in anytime, Dr. Porter. But right now I want to move on. We have Dr. Mendoza is going to be joining us in about 5 minutes out of New York. But we have a couple other folks I want to give a mic to. I see we have Mr. Crenshaw also in New York. We have locally here, let's see, I believe I see Officer Harrison. Speaking of police, Officer Harrison, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes,
so
I am.
You gathered the theme of the program tonight, just hoping that we would have previous critical thinking guests from the past year on the line to just give some positive input going into 2017. And we've had Ms. Eula Pasternak, an energy expert. We've had Dr. Porter, Kevin Porter, our author and youth mentor in Texas. And so what kind of positivity would you want to share in terms of going into 2017, Officer Harrison? And speaking of a police officer, you would be able to speak the truth to that firsthand.
Well, first I would like to speak on you know, positivity. Monday I just had my third audition. I started up an internet radio station for teenagers. So we're targeting teenagers in the urban, in my town, Plainfield, New Jersey. And so they're going to be the on-air personalities. They're going to be the producers of the show. They're going to do the audio and visual. They're also going to do the videotaping, and we're going to have the journalists that go out on the field and cover certain things. So, you know, it's just, as a police officer, I just wanted to look outside the box and not just, you know, get some kids to go play a sport, but just do something a little different. You know, sports is good as well, but just want to do something a little different. They love it. They're eating it up. They're into it. Some of them said they want to go into journalism now. You know, we're going to have one more audition and wrap it up. The show is going to be called Higher Learning, and it's going to be on BKS1 Radio, BKS1Radio.com, BKS1.com. And and tomorrow I have something at the Plainfield Public Library that's called Game Day with First Responders, Plainfield First Responders. So it's going to be comprised of the police department, fire department, and the rescue squad. We're going to be in uniform or in plain clothes with the badge. And kids from the first to fifth grade are going to come down to the library in the larger room. And we're going to play games, board games, have fun, you know, just having fun. I normally do a lot of assemblies, and I speak to, you know, about different topics, but this time it's just going to be just fun. They're just going to have fun. This way they can interact with the police officers and the other men and women of service in their town. And, you know, it's going to be a relaxed environment. They get to know us and engage with us and form bonds outside of the normal day-to-day contact, you know. So, you know, those are two things, you know, I'm doing before the year ends out. I got a great team behind me. My department is very proactive in this area, so I'm blessed with that. You know, my supervisors there, there's no red tape. Anything positive and for the community, they're all for it. So, so that's it on that note. But anytime I get a chance to mentor someone or help someone, I'm always available. The other situation is, you know, that's on a positive note. On a negative note, you know, the officers who have been gunning down our black and Hispanic people in communities, and it's wrong. And wrong is wrong. And our community needs to hear officers condemn the wrong actions of officers who do this type of thing. We're trained. There's certain steps that we can take. There's all different measures that we have, different levels of threat that we can use. You know, there's different levels that we can use. And too many times they're ignored, and they go straight to the extreme, and it's wrong. It's not the way we're trained, and there's other ways to handle the situation. I've been in situations where, you know, a gentleman tried to shoot me with a Mac 11 machine gun, but with my training and with my confidence, I was able to grab his wrist and punch him in the kidneys, and knocked the wind out of him, and I was able to take the gun away from him. That's a little extreme, you know, but, you know, I don't think one case anyone had a machine gun, you know, so it's just the, you know, but the other side of it is the judicial system. We know it was never meant for us, and they have a saying that you can indict a ham sandwich, meaning that if you choked on a ham sandwich, you can go down to the courthouse and you can indict a ham sandwich saying, did this ham sandwich choke me? But you can't indict someone who shot an unarmed male, that there's white and black citizens who don't know each other that said that the guy was unarmed with his hands up, referring to Mike Brown, and nothing was, and he didn't get indicted. You know, the prosecutor who's supposed to prosecute the case, he goes and he defends the officer, you know, and why it shouldn't be an indictment. I mean, so we all know what's going on in those situations. But, you know, we definitely got to get it out the hands of the of the municipality and into the federal to get a little more going on. But we're just wrong, and you know, this system is failing us, and we have to do something about it.
Well, you know, it sounds like with some of the positive work that you're doing, it's countering. So to spin it back intentionally on the positive side, because I understand we got some, you know, we got some rotten eggs in the mix, no doubt about that, and we got some weeds off in the grass. But you know, if we just continue to grow the good grass, you know, like you're doing, the work you're saying you're doing with the youth and starting the radio program, and I like to believe that I was somewhat of an inspiration for you in that venture and that endeavor, as we've talked about in the months past, and your desire to do that. So, you know, hoping that I encouraged you to move forward in that vision that you had, does my heart well, and I'm glad to see it coming to fruition. And we'll be talking about what you're doing with the new radio program with the youth called Higher Learning. Glad to see you're doing the work at the library as you do in the community. So I would just say, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, especially as a police officer. And we appreciate the time you took out to share with the listeners your positive perspective. So we're going to keep it rolling, Officer Harrison. We've had Ms. Eula Pasternak, an energy healer, who came on and opened up the show. And then we went on down, that was out of Pennsylvania. We went down to Texas and had Dr. Porter on and talking about his youth mentorship program and moving forward. And his theme was, let's all serve. And then you came on and talked about some good work that the police are doing. And it was interesting, that was a great coattail off of Texas, Dr. Porter, who was talking about how he was encouraging youth to not take a negative total perspective on police. So right now we're going to move right to our featured guest, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who has been with us numerous times over the years, a true friend of Progressive News, meditation expert, pranic healer, MD, and humanitarian, author, and he's going to share with us some positive aspects also of going into 2017 and reflecting on 2016. So this is truly a treat because it's been a while since we've had Dr. Mendoza be able to join us, affectionately known as Master Glenn. Master Glenn, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, and thank you for taking the time out. I know you're in New York traveling with the family, but thank you again for taking this time out.
How are you? How are you, Darryl? Can you hear me okay? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
thank you.
We can hear you.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for the invitation. And I guess another page coming up on 2017. You did tell me something about one of the things you told me earlier is to look at the year 2016. Of course, some people call it surreal. Surreal, that means there's a lot of things that are unexpected. A lot of things happened in our lives, in our country. But I think where I'm coming from is that we have to look at something good. We have to look at something good in everything. I know I was listening to the police officer before you doing that. But despite all the problems we carry individually, as a family, as a group, or as a society, or as a country, there always is something good. We should not be eaten up by something negative. If we're eaten up by something negative, it will stew in us, it will brew in us, and it will just not go anywhere. So we have to look at something good. At least that's where I'm coming from. Looking back, as you said, as we look at 2016, I usually have a year-end meditation to look at 2016, look back at 2016 and looking forward to 2017. So for those listeners, you have Carol, look at the three good things, just three. You could make it, actually, you could, everybody wants to know, my joke is that everybody wants to know their past life, but nobody knows what happened to them in February of 2016. So try to capsulize the whole 2016. So in our psyche, we know what happened. We have it in a capsule. So if you have some time, look at your smartphones, look at your schedules, travels, birth, new job, transition, surgery, physical health, wealth, family, relationships. Those are the areas in our life that are meaningful. So you look at it during the course of 2016, the ups and downs, and as you wind it up, look at the three good things that have happened to you or to us in 2016. What had happened? What are the good things that had happened in 2016? And look at it, relieve it, and try to recall those good things that have happened. And in the same vein, life is about ups and downs, and look at the not so good things or difficult things that have happened to us in 2016. Relationships, family, death, job, whatever it is, health, and look at it, because we want to let go of this. We want life is part of good and bad. If it's so good, it will probably be boring. If it's bad, it's probably hurting. So life is just a chapsui of good and bad. And think of three good things that you want to let go. Let go of 2016. If there are health issues, if there are pain, anger, disappointments, heartaches, I want to leave this. And I could sum it up into exhale 2016 and inhale 2017, the fresh energies of 2017 as we look forward to it, and enjoy the energies of the coming year, plans we have for our family, for our job, for our spiritual path, for our legacy, for our wealth, for our economic and financial stability, for our work and personal development. That, in a summary, is basically I folded it up in a couple of minutes. But if I would like to ask if people could look at that, it will take some time, and then you capsulize it, make a movie of 2016, and put it in your memory, and you could tap it. My idea was that if it's a memory, a cohesive memory, then you could always tap it. That's my 2 cents, Darryl. I don't know if there's still 2 cents available.
You can make change any day, Dr. Master Glenn. that was you know, succinct and to the point. And I know throughout the years, you actually have a matrix of sorts, and that was really a 100,000-foot summary of it. So for the listeners, Dr. Mendoza's really shared a formula that I've participated with over the years, and it truly does work. Look at those three good things from 2016, and think of the things that you want to let go. And Dr. Mendoza, you've taught me that it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing to even write them down.
Yes, write them down, and it will, and you could add on, then make a movie of your year, and it's your life. It's a year in the life of our, a year in the life of our soul. Put it that way.
And so then taking that movie, if you will, and reeling it with the things that you want to let go of in 2016, moving forward with the three good things, building on those, and then I might add, if I could just add on to coattail on what you were saying, by seeking the things that you desire in 2017. Would I be going too far to say that, Dr. Mendoza?
Yes, that will be perfect, because these are the dreams that we have, wishes we have and plans that we want. And but look at it always in a positive way. A good friend of mine is from Baton Rouge, and there was a bombing there. And he wrote a long email how he grew up there. It was a nice town, and all of a sudden there was a bombing. Then I emailed him back. I said, Richard, I know it will be painful, but look at something good in everything. And he told me, he said, because it will eat you up and you'll get stuck in the disappointment and anger and hatred. So look at something good that would happen. There's always something good. And that's the message, I think, for 2016. We have ups and downs. Our country is in a cusp without uncertainty in the future, trust or distrust, whatever it is. But look at something good. We will be okay.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Mendoza. I know, as I said, you're traveling. You took the time out from your family en route, and you're touring, and you're hanging out in New York, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you. Dr. Mendoza, can I put you on the spot? You know I've done it so many times over the years, so I shouldn't surprise you.
Sure.
We need to have you on for a full segment. It's been at least 3 months, and so we're so overdue. Can we look forward to you next month, perhaps, if you can work it in your schedule?
Yes, Darryl, call me out. That's fine.
All right, we'll work that out. God bless you and your family, and best wishes for the new year, Dr. Mendoza.
I have a happy, holy, and prosperous new year for you and your listeners and your family, Darryl. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Folks, that was truly a treat. We have just had Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Mendoza. He is a pranic healer. Literally, he's one of only about 10, a handful around the world who have the skills that he's had. He's been on network television, 60 Minutes, just talking about some of the approaches he has to health and wellness, which are innovative. I'm hoping that we can... We have a few minutes left here that we have Mr. Crenshaw on the line. I see so many callers here. Again, if you'd like to have a comment, just press 1 on the dial. We have a few minutes left. The number is 347-838-9142. Mr. Crenshaw, Dr. Crenshaw, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me to come on the line. I appreciate it, and I just want to admire I don't want to lessen any of the other speakers. I think they were all made good contributions in what they were saying. I just wanted to speak well for the police officer that is doing beneficial things to the youth and also takes a critique of the cops that are not doing what they should be doing. Because I feel that's very important, because see, they represent the state apparatus itself. So when we have to realize that the state apparatus needs reform tremendously, and that to me is very important, and the fact that poor communities have a lot of tension. And you have to understand that tension does reflect something that tends to be illegal because of the fact of the dire need for sufficient things for survival. So it's not so much just that the people are bad, that are poor. It's a matter of the stress that's put on them that drives them into areas that are not considered, supportive of the community. So it's not that I'm saying trying to excuse what happens. I'm just trying to cite that this inequality of wealth is the major cause of the situation as it stands. That's my plea. That's my seeing what is going wrong, and that's what I have to contribute, because that's what's there. And we can't get away from what is there, you see. So you have people that, have more money than they can burn, and yet there's others need a meal each day that they can't even meet. So I hope that we struggle more for trying to make an understanding of the situation that we have and not always just blaming the poor for everything that's bad when it's in them, when it's not just them. It's a system that drives this inequality of opportunity and support and wealth. That's my statement. And I look forward to struggling for that.
Well, I guess that's the positive aspect, that we will struggle for that equality and for that arrival state of where men and women can truly be free and be of an equal status. And
yes,
it's going to take folks like you, Ron, and the other participants on the program tonight and all of our listeners, because we are Progressive News Weekly and we are a group of progressive listeners. And with that, I want to encourage all of our listeners, don't be secret agents. You know, don't listen in, enjoy the programming, get a boost, get an energy feed, and then not share that. Because you see, love is free. If you can't give love away, then you can't give anything away, and you certainly can't get anything. So let's just, in 2017, let's make sure that we share this message. I don't believe you'd listen if you didn't think it was valuable. So if you got something valuable that's free to give away, why not give it away? So I'm asking everyone, please share Progressive News Weekly with your friends, neighbors, loved ones, colleagues. With that, I have a relative. I'm going to bring on Norma out of Ohio. So we've been all over the place. We've been down to Texas, Pennsylvania, New York twice. And we're in Ohio, my home state. Is this Miss Clark? Norma, you there?
Yes, Daryl. I just have a question, and it's a long – this question has been in my mind for years. I'm 63 years old. I'm proud. I've been a musician, a writer, been all over the United States. I remember being in the front page of the newspaper, The Plain Dealer, when I was 16 years old, and we had on our black uniforms as a nationalist. We weren't trying to be any better than anybody. We just wanted fairness, and it was the same. So now it's at a volume that is happening so that people are asking about it stronger now. So I'm just hoping that we can put an end to it, because this is the same. This is like a broken record to me. I went through this at age 16. And we went through this, and I'm just hoping that from the people that are calling, the people that are participating, the people that recognize that there are good policemen, that we come to some kind of consensus to get this right, because we're losing a lot of people, and we do need the policemen. That's all I wanted to say, though, but this is, I've heard this for such a long time.
Right.
All right, so that's much appreciated. It's time to end. In terms of ending on a positive note, I guess that would be the positive note. It's time for it to end. Would you say, if you wanted to just end it on a positive note?
Right.
Yes, and love is the best word, love.
Right.
Let's give some love. Well, listen, we're at the bottom of the hour, and boy, did it fly. I'll tell you, I just want to give a shout-out beginning at the end and ending at the beginning to Norma. We love you. We thank you. My own cuz out in Ohio, Cleveland. And Ron, we love you, man.
You
bring it
thank
real,
you.
Our own historian. You know, we're
thank you.
Waiting for that next book to come out. Drop
okay.
it. Like
yeah,
okay.
I hear you.
And to Burnell.
I will
do
that.
Officer Harrison, we love you. The work you're doing with the children as an officer, you speak truth to power. You come straight from the hip. And, you know, like Yosemite Sam had his two six shooters, you come in real with it. And man, you just keep doing the work that you're doing. To Dr. Glenn Mendoza, I mean, he's a true treat. As I said, he's one of 10 chronic healers in the world. He's world-renowned. And he took some time out to join us. And he was actually in New York on his way to a play with his family. And he took some time to join us just to share those little nuggets of wisdom that he shared. Then we had out in Texas our friend Mr. Porter, who just does all the work he can with children. And he's an author and a writer and a humanitarian. So we just thank him for what, you know, he's doing Eula Pasternak, of course, right in the middle of taking clients in her office as a professional energy healer and food specialist. So this is just all good. And there were others that would have wanted to participate, but we were just short on time this evening. So we're going to pick up in 2017, moving forward with all the vigor and energy and love and serving that we have to offer. Because as I like to say, you know, the best way to get rid of weeds is to continue to grow the good grass. And that's what we're going to do in 2017. Let's support one another, especially us who are listeners of Progressive News. Let's share the good news with others. Let's increase the capacity of our breath of our radio program, because there's power in programming. And as our numbers increase, so will our leverage and our power to make a change, to make a difference. So with that said, I just wish each and every person within my earshot, whether you're listening live or you're catching me in the archives. By the way, folks, if you wanted to share this with someone, we do have archives, and they come up right after the end of the show. You just tell a person, they do have to get access to a computer. They may have to go to a library if they don't have one personally, but they'll want to go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and then you're going to, when you get to that page, you're going to search all the radio programs under that network until you see Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly, and you'll see all of my programs for the last year listed by date, by guest, and by topic. And there's some doozies, if I must say so myself. That's a technical term, doozies. You know, maybe it's a Midwestern thing. But I do love you all. I appreciate you. Send me an email. Let me know some thoughts you have that might enhance our programming for 2017. You know, it's Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, at msn.com. That's Daryl, underscore CLA 1-8 at msn.com. And I truly wish each and every one of you, whether you're celebrating the Muslim faith, Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or Christmas, Buddhism, as long as you ground in whatever it is you believe in love, you and I can, we can get along, and we can partner. So to that end, let's just give love. That's my message in this holiday of love. Let's just make it all about love. And until I see you on the other side next year, I want you all to be well. And tell someone that you care about, that you love them. You just don't know how much that means. It ain't about mushy, or if you're a guy, or being, you know, too succumbing if you're a woman or lady. No, it's just a good thing, because it really is all about love. That is the key. And it's just not enough of it going around, but with what you and I can bring to that, hey, we can make it happen, because that's the key. Until next year, peace and blessings.